English only gets hot for a few moments on the Hill. Mitt Romney lashes out against Senator Harry Reid after the majority leader claims someone told him that the presidential candidate went 10 years without paying his taxes. Yeah, right. Just another day in paradise. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we do here, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. You can always join the party. I'm going to give you my digits right from the get-go. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Sometimes it's hard when you're looking at your phone and you're trying to match the letters with the numbers. So I wanted to give you the numbers, too, just so you're prepared. Speaking of numbers, the numbers are not there still for the Bush tax cuts and whether or not they're going to be extended. There's an obligatory House vote, as we know, but it passing the Republican plan, the president's not going to budge on the 250 mark, saying that anybody making more than $250,000 will have to pay more in taxes, in other words, because the extensions won't go toward those people. And that's sticking point for the Republicans. So the tug of war continues, and it drags on and on and on and on. And most likely the cliffhanger will end on the last day of December, or sometime late in December anyway, with a Band-Aid over it somehow. And by then, either this president is reelected or Mitt Romney is the incoming president. And the polls are have kind of gone haywire, by the way, on that subject, depending on the specifics of what the poll is asking. In some, Mitt Romney is right there with Obama. In others, like in Florida, Obama in one poll holds a 6-point lead there. Florida's important because it is one of those battleground areas, and there's a lot of electoral votes, which makes a difference. It's about the math, after all, and adding up the amount that you need. I've said this before, by my calculations, Romney would need probably, if I were going to pick just an exact number, I'd probably say about 280. It could be more, but at least nothing less than 270 to be certain. Numbers were all over the board when it came to Chick-fil-A. All over the board, I say, because it was a record day. There were lots of videos that were taken, a lot of news coverage on people getting in line, and there were drive-through traffic jams and people standing outside waiting in the heat in some cases for the so-called appreciation day. So Chick-fil-A released a statement saying they were humbled by the support people showed coming to the restaurant. And some people say that the gay and lesbian folks are trying to push Dan Cathy out of business, and therefore things flipped around with this Appreciation Day. You know, the bottom line is, this is more than anything, I think, just a whole issue of freedom of speech. And once you had mayors like Rahm Emanuel in Chicago come out and say that they wanted nothing to do with the chicken, I think that raised the ire of a lot of people. Many of you called to talk about that. So the critics of Chick-fil-A are arguing that the company's opposition to gay marriage goes beyond Cathy's statements, that over the years, their philanthropic efforts, what they do, it's called WinShape, has donated millions of dollars to organizations that actively lobby against efforts to legalize same-sex marriage. Now, here's the deal. When you go and eat fast food, do you know everything about the people who own the company? Let's say, Colonel Sanders, well, KFC, In-N-Out Burger, for example, Pizza Hut. You get my drift. To me, this was more about free speech, and now it's just gone crazy. And Rahm Emanuel didn't do himself any favors in Chicago because the religious leaders there across the board are saying support Chick-fil-A, and they're going up against against him. Eventually, in the next couple of weeks, this may go away, but it's going to continue from the other side, I'll call it, since there is a so-called kiss-in that's being requested across the nation after this big day where people went out and bought Chick-fil-A sandwiches and nuggets and whatever else they bought, and they won't say the exact numbers, but say it's millions of dollars that came in that were definitely extra. So now the gay and lesbian community is organizing or trying to organize what they call a kiss-in, so for people to go outside of the restaurants and kiss in front of the restaurants and whatever and take pictures of them and plaster them all over the place. We'll see if that becomes just as big of a deal. Let's jump back to the tax cut tug of war. When it comes to getting into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you better put on the gloves because the punching is hard now. Obama squarely just goes after Romney and Romney goes after him. Traditionally, this is what happens when you're running for president, but it is getting nasty. And it's all about the push and pull over money. So earlier in the day, Mitt Romney talked about deficits while President Obama, who was stumping for votes in Florida, in fact, in Orlando, said it was like fairy dust. Take a listen.
I'm going to make sure we finally have a president that's serious about getting our budget under control. I will cut the deficit. I will get us on track to a balanced budget. And by the last year of my second term, we'll finally have a balanced budget in this country.
In order to afford one $250,000 tax cut for somebody like Mr. Romney, 125 families like many of yours would have to pay an additional $2,000 in taxes. And that's not a one-time thing. This would be each and every year. They have tried to sell us this trickle-down tax cut fairy dust before. And guess what? It didn't work then. It will not work now.
Oh, my. Well, Romney got some backup from the House Speaker, John Boehner, who lashed out at Obama for the things that he's had to say about taxes and middle class and whatnot. And I actually thought it was kind of funny what he said. He said, how would he know? He's never had a real job. Yeah, I think this is what's going to happen. They're lining up on both sides of the field, and everybody is going to aim and take fire, if you know what I mean. Because we are 95 days in that circle of when the election day hits. So it's getting close. It's getting close. Boehner, when he lashed out at Obama, did a couple of different interviews and said that, listen, how would he know anything about the economics and all this rhetoric on the middle class because he's never created a job. And in fact, he kind of went rogue a little bit on the reporter that he was talking to. And the polls tell a different story. That's coming up on the flip side, along with your medal counts in the Olympics. Hang with us.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,600. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,640.16, $820.08 for a half ounce, or $410.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,640.16, $820.08, and $410.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Let's talk about the Olympics quickly here for a second before we dive back into the cesspool of politics. Let's give you some of the happy stuff. The United States, woohoo, now overtook China with 37 medals to 34 in the race for gold, tied at 18 apiece. Silver, the U.S. has 9, China has 11. Bronze, U.S. has 10, and China has 5. So how about Michael Phelps winning yet another gold medal? That is 20 medals in all for him. His second individual medal at the Games, and because, of course, there was a relay win, too. So just an amazing feat. 20 medals, most decorated, period. And I think it'll be very tough for someone to overtake that. He could be a very, very old man if that happens, if eventually it happens. And I don't think it happens anytime soon. The amount of events that they swim and whatnot and the toll it takes on your body, if Phelps were to come back for Brazil, which he says this is his last games, he would be 32 years old. So he could do it. There have been others that have been in their 30s and they've swum. But I don't think after this big feat, I think he's being honest about not coming back. Even if he gets a little itchy, I think that he could find something to do with himself versus all the training that goes into being an Olympic athlete. But it is a great story. The other great story is the all-around champion, I'll tell you, Gabby Douglas. It is Gabby world out of London, just 15 years old, all the sacrifices her family made for her to get to this position, kid out of New York, who had a, was raised by a single mother who worked three jobs to try to do whatever she could to put her kid in gymnastics. Not because she was a gymnastics mother. She wasn't one of those pushers of it. But because her kid had this ability and her other daughter said, you need to put her in gymnastics. And then the rest is history. So now she has won an Olympic medal. And that means 3 years in a row, the U.S. has come out with the overall Olympic gold medal from gymnastics, or three Olympics in a row. So that's huge, 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 huge. But I gave you the totals. You know where we stand now at this point. All right, as we start to move around here and talk about a couple of other things in the mix, politically, with the president and Mitt Romney now at that 95-day mark and the Republican convention coming up, which, by the way, will be broadcasting from the convention in Tampa, Florida, as the Republicans, as that happens, the VP question still is swinging in the air for Romney. And the question of how do you win over the independents, the undecideds, the swing states, because this is the opportunity, the only way for Romney to win. There's obvious states that he would win, and then there's others that he needs to win because he needs the totals for the electoral votes to make it even possible for him to unseat Barack Obama. It's always tough for an incumbent, always tough. The economic challenges that we're facing in this country, that's the leg up Romney has. Friday, there'll be a new jobs report. And will it be dismal numbers for this report? The word is it's supposed to be pretty dismal, so it's not going to do much to help Obama. Undecided voters, for the most part, say they don't place, in different polls that I've read, so they don't put a lot of importance on statistics. And this is what they're looking for. How do we get that? How do we get those people? You got about 10% of the electoral that remains undecided. It's a hard little sliver of hard-to-please Americans that may end up, no kidding, deciding the fate of the election on November 6. Those people are the people that Romney and Obama want. The people in Ohio that fall into that category, the people in Florida, the people in Pennsylvania that aren't leaning either way, who they aren't sure at this point. So in Virginia, huge, another huge place. And I think the frustration for many of us is, do you find that we're just constantly finding fault with what's going on instead of a solution? A little more depth, I think, helps and probably goes a long way for Romney if he continues to try to push in that direction. So who's going to make the decisive play when it comes to some of the other things that are going on? But especially, could we please have a balanced budget in this country? Could we please get the tax situation down? Can we end all the nonsense of the squabbling and not doing anything with Congress? I mean, is anything happening? Sure, some things are happening. But in the important areas, it's always about moving on to something else and never focusing on what's at hand. I don't get it. If you or I were in those working situations and that's how we worked, we wouldn't be in them very long, would we? So right now, that 10% is the fighting grounds. That's what both candidates are trying. That's who both candidates are trying to win over. Whoever wins them over has probably the best chance of pushing that electoral vote in their direction, and that's the key thing that has to happen. For Romney, that has to happen. He has to get those numbers up. If he doesn't, he won't be able to close the deal. Won't be able to do it. Let me throw out the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Do you get a feeling, you know, people talk about intuition. Do you get a feeling that this is it for Obama, even though some of the polls have him ahead? Do you, at this point, with 95 days to go, think that Mitt Romney is the guy? That Mitt Romney is going to surprise a lot of Democrats who are strategists, who are paid big bucks to figure out the puzzle, the Rubik's Cube, and get Barack Obama elected again. In the end, will it be a jaw-dropping result? With 95 days to go and all of the nonsense we've seen, all the conversations we've had, what does your gut tell you? Not these polls, like a Florida poll that had Obama ahead by 6 points. But what does your gut say based on conversations with your neighbors, organizations you're involved with, the chitter-chatter in your backyard, the buzz in your backyard? What are people saying? Are people saying we're going to stick with Obama, or are they looking for the change? Are they looking to make a change? I can tell you, in my neighborhood, it's a mixed bag with all kinds of different people, from a couple of people who, several people, who aren't originally even from the country, who fought tooth and nail to get here. It's my demographics of my streets are all over the map. The conversation is all about what's going to happen in November. What's going to happen with taxes? What's going to happen with jobs? That's it. That's the focus. It is all about the finances. There are other things people are disappointed in that haven't happened, like the immigration struggles. But right now, today, the focus is all on what are you going to do for me when it comes to jobs, my kids, etc., the paybacks they're going to have for college. What are we going to have left? What about these deficits? It all comes down into one meaty money pie. And I think that's probably true of everywhere. So it's interesting to look at the polls and look at what the independents are saying and look at what other people are saying about the chances of the incumbent winning again. And I think you sometimes have to trust your gut. What does your gut tell you on who you think, honestly, who you think is going to be elected? Obama celebrating his birthday wish to win Florida. Mitt Romney unveiling a much simpler message to grasp. And 95 days between now and the race for the White House and Election Day. Woo! Flipping to the B-side.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Sometimes it's about your gut. How often do you hear people say, listen to your instincts, but you don't listen to your instincts, and then it bites you in the end? So we hear these polls. We listen to these reports. I give you the numbers on the show constantly all the time, right? But ultimately, what does your gut say? Do you think that there are the winds of change in the air or not? I mean, you know, it's like the hanging chads thing. It's like some of the last elections. Did you really think that Al Gore was going to win the election? Did you think Gore was going to win and Gore and Lieberman? Or were you convinced that no way it was going to be Bush, without a doubt, despite the circus and theatrics of Florida? It was absolutely going to be Bush. I can tell you that I honestly thought it was going to be Bush. I saw polls where things showed that it was tightening up and it looked so close, and look at the popular vote and all that. And, of course, we could talk about the Supreme Court, but push that aside for a second. In the end, I thought for sure it was him. I was surprised when it was looking like it wasn't. Remember, who was it, NBC, that called Florida for Gore? And that shows you the importance of Florida, and that was when Jeb Bush was governor. How crazy was that? But it didn't end up being his home, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So do you have any gut feeling about what's going on here? You know, we have people like Dan in Texas that calls and says, that he's a Tea Partier, and he's hearing from his people that there's massive mobilization out there, and he feels really confident that Obama's not going to repeat, that that's not going to happen. The approval rating for the president right now in the Gallup poll, you know, they do the daily Gallup, is 45%. 45%. For the presidential election, if it were today, Obama 47, Romney 45. We've got this jobs report, the U.S. jobs report that's coming out, and it's not going to be great. This could affect the rolling numbers anyway. And these are numbers, and it doesn't necessarily mean that this is what's going to happen, but it's pretty interesting to see daily how it will change. Then I saw this report on what, because it is about, there's no doubt that we know that the election is about economics. It's about taxes, as I just said. So what are you spending on gas? What are you spending a week on food? Americans reportedly spend an average of $151 per week on food. People who make more money in the 18 to 30-year-old groups spend more money on food and are slightly more likely to eat out than the other groups. I noticed something interesting, that more people that I know are bagging on the eating out. I mean, one, they're trying to be in shape and they're trying not to eat as much crappy foods, but you've got a chunk of people that do eat out, but you have, I think, more people that aren't eating out. And it's reflected in why those numbers, with people pessimistic about job prospects. To John Boehner, you know, the Speaker of the House, saying, what would Obama know about jobs and everyday life? He doesn't know anything, because he's never had to do that. And this all goes to what I say is, what is the feeling out there with the shrinking workforce and with Americans in one of the Gallup polls saying that they want the president to prioritize jobs and to look at corruption? And I think that's because of all the news we constantly hear about how much money somebody's making at the GSA in bonuses or something else that weighs heavy on a lot of people's minds. But when they did a poll, and this came out of Princeton, creating good jobs, reducing corruption in the federal government, reducing the federal budget deficit score, when Americans rate 12 issues as priorities for the next president, what are the top priorities? All the things that have been talked about with terrorism or national, you know, education, that kind of stuff, without a doubt, the number one thing is creating good, not just creating good jobs and reducing corruption in the federal government. Right behind that, reducing the federal budget deficit. Then everything else comes into play. Then it all comes into play. Even increasing taxes on wealthy Americans was 49%. And the job creation at the top of the list is based on numbers from a USA Today Gallup poll. And then corruption is unusually high as the second thing that people care about. So is there, without a doubt, the Obama and the Romney people focusing on how can they convince the voters that this is what they're going to do? And all of these places, these towns that are starting to go bankrupt, then there's another city that filed for bankruptcy. Can you imagine? And this is a big one. I've been there many, many times. The city of San Bernardino, not too far away from, let's say, Los Angeles proper. It's kind of the tip of Los Angeles. Got about 200,000 people that live there. They filed an emergency petition for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Remember, we've seen this happen in a couple of other places. The other two big ones in California, Stockton was one of them, and Mammoth Lakes, which is a big resort area, and they're seeing that dwindling, of course, because they're not very many people who live there permanently, and tourism was down. So California is just struggling to cover any costs. The economic downturn there is probably one of the worst in the country. Tax revenue, all that stuff. And these, one by one, these cities are lining up for bankruptcies. How rare is that? I can't even remember this being done very much. But I guess when one city sees that it's possible, they say, well, we're going to do it. What are we going to do? We can't pay this, so we're going to go bankrupt. But more cities going bankrupt, not just in California, but throughout the nation when it's all said and done. How many are going belly up because of massive budget shortfalls and trying to make changes? I mean, making changes means you get hit more with more things that you got to pay, higher vehicle tax, that kind of stuff. All of that will go up on the people who can't afford to have their taxes go up in any way. So in San Bernardino, what does it mean? They say they're going to try to negotiate in good faith with their creditors. Oh, that's awful. Bill in Tennessee, thanks for hanging through. You have the floor. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Good. This is the second time I'm calling. The first time we had a lively discussion, and unlike other folk who can't stand critical thinking from black folk, you didn't hang up on me.
Of course not. I thought you were a good caller. I remember that. We were talking about the situation in Aurora, Colorado.
Versus Trayvon Martin and the difference between the two reporting.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I still don't think they've got it right. They're still trying to analyze this sociopath. But Trayvon Martin, some black kid walking through a gated community with a hoodie on. What the hell was he doing out that night?
Sad.
You see the difference?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Again, I know you do. But this fellow, it was well thought out. It was well planned. He was an honor student. He was this. He was that. He was a mass murdering psychopath is what he was. And one person, just to refresh, one person said, she says, I have no remorse. I have no pity for this animal. You know, because that's how much pain that this guy has left in his wake.
Yeah, right.
And now we find out that the ball has been dropped at the professional level.
I know.
In terms of psychiatrists.
Oh, I know. University of Colorado, and they knew and just said, oh, well, you know, passed it on.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, that was our first conversation. Let's come to this conversation, which is a very appropriate question, but I've got more than just the gut.
Mm-hmm.
On it, because I have been in some of the campaigns out here helping some of my Republican friends to get in office. And I'm going to tell you something, what I saw, not what someone told me, and I was surprised. There is a silent minority brewing or growing amongst black folk. First of all, he's lost a lot of support. Barack has lost a lot of support with blacks. Really, it started to spiral. It has stopped some when he and Joe Biden concocted that bull on gay marriage.
Oh yeah, the big flip flop really is what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't a flip flop.
Yeah. So that's disillusioned a lot of people. So you're seeing that's interesting. So you're seeing. Yeah. That there's a silent majority. Bill, we usually don't hang people over, but we're going to hang you over because we barely got to you before we were up against it. Hold on. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The feeling that you get of what's going to happen in this election, what's really going on in nooks and crannies across America, what are we starting to see? I mentioned undecideds might decide against Obama, and that could account for a lot of those electoral votes, I think, and we know what the key states are. You can weigh in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going back to our pal Bill in Tennessee. Bill, you were talking about this silent majority, which is interesting, and talking about more black folks who are not happy with Barack, and you think they're not going to vote for him.
Absolutely. First of all, the religious folk are, you know, this is the Bible Belt down here. I was surprised that ministers came out against this gay marriage thing in full force, number one. Very unhappy with it. They do not subscribe to it at all because, hell, they preached against this homosexuality forever. And just
right.
Because this guy comes up and says, you know, it's okay, we can, you know, I can put it by and say, I can go along with the two guys marrying each other. It's a bunch of crap, and black folk isn't buying it. Oh, and let me remind you, Kay, that it was black folk with the help of the Mormons in California who defeated that prop out there.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So at least we can get something right here. Let me fast forward to what I saw at the poll. I was surprised that single black women are crossing, coming out of the Democratic Party and coming in to the Republican Party voting. That's what I saw at the polls.
Wow.
This summer.
Okay? Wow.
It ain't a gut. It's what, and I was shocked and surprised. But having thought about it a while, I wasn't, because represent the working household in the family, and so they've been impacted mightily with the downturn in this economy. They're the ones have to go out, sweat it out every day, make these meager wages, then buy the gas and the increased foodstuffs, you know, and quietly they don't say a lot, but they're switching over. So that's what I think.
Mm.
Secondly, Barack has made some stumbles. He's pissed off the Catholic community with this contraceptive deal.
Right, right. Yeah, that was a big stumble. Yeah,
I couldn't understand it. He's really made some. There's something else he did. He's really made some big steps. Oh, and then he really, it really is a mixed bag that came out of the Supreme Court. He didn't get a bread. He got barely a half loaf of bread. But now,
right.
Let me give you. Pardon me.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Absolutely. With what? With
the
ruling.
The other half of the story. Mitt Romney tried out some potato head, and he said, "Well, the Supreme Court says it's a tax. It's a tax." And he went back in. My God, Kate. If Newt Gingrich had been handed that kind of pearl, he'd still be yapping about it.
I know.
My God,
you're right.
Kate,
you're right.
You help me
you're
deal
right.
With this. With this
you're right.
Head, Mitt Romney,
right.
He's been given gym after gym after gym, and he hasn't said a bloody. Excuse me, I know we're over in England. He hasn't said a bloody thing. Can't help me.
Oh, Bill. Bill, you are so funny tonight. Thanks so much for the call. You're right. He had the opportunity, especially with the taxes. We talked about that. He had the opportunity to really pummel him there, and he did. He did for 5 seconds, and then it dropped. Because once you start to say the tax word, once that comes out, well, it's a tax, that changes everything. And they could have went to town on it, I'm going to say the Romney people didn't. They did miss an opportunity there without a doubt. And all of what we were just discussing there, the miscues by Obama, could be part of what may go into a super close election. I'm curious as to what the turnout's going to be like. As somebody who grew up in a family where you had to have an opinion about politics when you came to the table, and we talked about it openly, I couldn't wait to vote. It was, this was a big privilege to be a citizen, to be able to vote. But yet we see that our numbers are so pathetic. More people will vote with Dancing with the Stars or American Idol. They'll pick up the phone or text or do whatever, than actually go out and vote. And that's a sad commentary. But this year, this could be the year that we see those numbers, that we see those Chick-fil-A numbers. Maybe. Maybe that's what's going to happen because of the frustration. And that's why I said, what does your gut tell you? Because I think the disconnect in Washington is bigger now than I've ever seen the entire time that I've covered politics. I think it's that much bigger. And that was the point that John Boehner was trying to make. There is a massive miscommunication between what the White House sees as the everyday so-called middle-class people versus what's really going on out there. It's interesting because when we started one of our hours here on America Tonight, we were talking about that 250 mark and how you have Democrats in New Jersey, in New York, in California, in Chicago saying, wait a second, 250? Do you know what it costs to buy a house here? Do you know what it costs for groceries, what it costs for just getting kids to school? That's not some giant amount of money, even if it sounds big by the time you take the taxes out of it and everything else. So the tug of war over money and over what the middle class is really all about and what people are going through, I think there is a big, big disconnect, a Grand Canyon, if you will, of not realizing what the everyday American is going through. And these stops, these political stops, the photo ops and the shaking hands and the promises are not going to get a cut. But this is politics in this land. The promises that the somebody running makes, and can they really deliver those promises? You know, we hear this is what was Obama's was hope and change, hope and change. Did we get hope and change? Ask yourself that. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the biggest bloativator of them all? Did we really get that? And the answer is we didn't. But every president that's running for a second, you know, that wants it a second time around, which they mostly, for the most part, all want that, say that, well, I couldn't do X, Y, Z because it was their fault. I inherited a mess. If I get the 4 years, the things I promised will happen. So if you just hang with me, reelect me, you'll see, you'll get the hope and change that I promised. And there may be some of you listening to me that think that you will get that hope and change. Is there something to, it's more than 4 years to try to turn a ship around and, ooh, it really was the other guy's fault, so we needed extra time to be able to work together to make it happen. All right, I have to tell you this story because I gave you the medal count as we run for the exits here. I gave you the medal count and told you that the U.S. is ahead of China now, woohoo, with 37 medals. But what's really crazy is Marco Rubio, who's still on the short list supposedly for VP, the senator from Florida, introduces a bill the other day to eliminate the tax on Olympic medals. Do you know that athletes who win a gold medal, like Michael Phelps, like this young Gabby who has captivated us, did you know that they have to, they earn a $25,000 honorarium, and with that they get an $8,986 tax bill to the IRS? Oh, that's so crazy. The silver medal tax comes to $5,385. The bronze tax is $3,502, including the $2 for the value of the bronze medal itself and the $10,000 honorarium. Oh, that's awful. Okay, give us your money. Woohoo! You won the medal. You killed yourself trying to get this. Now, please, could you pay us what you owe us? These Olympians who dedicate their lives to excellence getting punished before or when they actually achieve it. So Congress is fighting over how to adjust the tax code. Maybe they ought to start there. What a layup for Rubio to introduce this. Hopefully this goes through. I love what he said. Olympic winners shouldn't have to wait until lawmakers finish the job over the tax code. Oh, my, oh, my. Where's the justice? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.